Let's say today we had the incredible schus to learn Yavam is Daf Chof Beis, page 22. So remember, again, we continue on Amud Aleph with a general discussion regarding Shnios, the secondary cases of Erva, which are the Dirabanan cases. One of the things that has become abundantly clear from Shnios is that it's not just one level of additional rabbinic protection, but rather, again, it appears that the additional levels of rabbinic prohibition of Erva in order to safeguard the biblical prohibition. Again, we saw examples today that could extend three generations and sometimes even four generations, all in order to go ahead and safeguard the cases of biblical arayas. Beautiful. Then we then began a Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Beis and Adalif, and that Mishnah spoke about the idea that if a person has what we call any kind of brother, Mishiyesh lo ach mikol makom, so the presence of any kind of brother or the existence of any kind of surviving brother, by definition, will obligate the widow in Yibum. The Gemara said, what type? And similarly, we saw the idea that whoever has any kind of son, Mishiyesh lo ben mikol makom, whoever has any kind of son, the existence of the son ultimately, again, will prevent the widow from going, meaning the son of the deceased man, will prevent the widow from falling to Yibum. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, any kind of brother? What does that refer to? So the Gemara says, even a mamzer, even if the brother is a mamzer, halacha lemaisa, he is still a halachic brother, and therefore halacha lemaisa, his existence would trigger the need for Yibum. Much in the same way, the Gemara has a whole drasha over here that you might have thought to learn ach va'ach from Bnei Yaakov, kamash malon, that a brother is a brother is a brother, even if he is a mamzer. So the Gemara says, similarly again, what about the case of where a person, let's say we'll call him Reuven, Reuven is married to Rachel, but Reuven had a mamzer, right? Reuven fathered a child in an illicit union. So now Reuven passes away and he has a son, but that son is a mamzer. That son is a mamzer. So the Mishnah said, therefore, the presence of that son, the existence of that son, really says there's no din of Yibum, because Reuven, who passed away, left behind the son, there's no din of Yibum, even though, again, the son he left behind is a mamzer. So the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara said that halacha lemaisa, if the mamzer's son were to hit or were to curse his father, halacha lemaisa, again, he would be chayiv misa, for hurting or cursing his father. The Gemara says, but one is only obligated in hitting and cursing if halacha lemaisa, they are hitting and cursing someone who's what we call osei ma'ase amcha, who acts in conformance with normative halachic practices. And obviously, if this kid is a mamzer, that indicates to us that his father did not act in line with normative halachic practices, to which the Gemara says, b'sha'asa tshuva. Rapapa says, Rapincha says, name of Rapapa, the father did tshuva. It's true, he fathered a mamzer, but he did tshuva. The Gemara says, but can you do tshuva for going ahead and fathering a mamzer? To which the Gemara says something really incredible. The Gemara says, ose ma'asa amchu. So the Gemara makes a fundamental distinction between the actions of an individual and the personality of the individual, which is really incredible, yisod. The actions of this man are such, these actions are wrong, these actions are sinful, and Lamaisi can't walk back the realities of those actions. But despite the fact that I can't undo my actions, halacha Lamaisi, I could still change myself. So there, although, again, the act of creating a mamzer is what Shlomo HaMelech called mu'ubas lo yuchal liskon, something that is crooked cannot be made straight. I can't undo that. I can't rectify that. But lamaiso, I still have the ability to rectify myself. Therefore, in a situation where the father who produced the mamzer was a sincere bal tshuva and changed his personalistic ways, ultimately, again, his mamzer's son would be obligated to honor and to respect him, and therefore would chas v'shalom be chayiv miso in the event that he hit him or he cursed him. I shall also stop over for today. We're going to pick up at the 2 dots in Chaf Beis Ma Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.